Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 26, 2020. How to understand that love is the law. Question: unreasonable hatred and absolute love can arise between people without any physical contact with each other. Why? Answer: the fact is that we love or hate because we have all sorts of limitations, the so-called reshimot, information records. We were taught that this is good and this is bad, habits and tastes were instilled in us, and on the basis of these factors, we either attract or repel one another. That is why there are such misunderstandings between us. Question: many people with whom I talk about love immediately become nervous and irritated. Like, how much can you talk about this? Love and unification are mantras, and meanwhile the world is getting worse. All talk and no action. On the other hand, according to Kabbalah, love is the law. But I'm not nervous when I feel the impact of the law of gravity on me. Yes, it does bother me since I want to fly and I cannot. How can one explain or prove that love is the law? Will it ever be possible to do so? Answer: it is not so difficult to prove that love is a law of nature. We see that everything is born and exists through love. But love cannot be without hatred because it must manifest itself over something else. We must feel it relative to something else. Therefore, in nature there are always two opposite concepts which complement and indicate each other. From CAB TV's Communication Skills, October 23, 2020. Feel the shades of love. Question: there are two forces in nature. They can be called love and hatred, good and evil, plus and minus, forces of attraction and repulsion. It is the balance between them that creates harmony. Can you say that love means harmony between two forces? Answer: it means mutual complementing. A person should simply see for himself that if he loves someone, he wants to give him what he wants, from which he will rejoice. And vice versa. Question: you very often use the words connection and love, and you never get tired of it. Do you feel something different every time? Answer: yes. There are new shades every time. Saying the word love, I always feel a new fulfillment. Question: how can we learn this? Answer: only through feelings. I have already said that love and hatred are sensory concepts that are not used in Kabbalah. Kabbalah is a science that operates with clear physical definitions. Love is the force of attraction, hate is the force of rejection. And it can be measured. From CAB TV's Communication Skills, October 23, 2020. Disturbances are necessary for advancement. Question: in the Kabbalistic practice, all spiritual states are accompanied by disturbances. What kind of disturbances can there be and how do we use them for spiritual growth? Answer: our life consists of questions and answers. This is how we and almost all of nature are controlled from above. But an animate, vegetative, and animate nature is always presented with questions that are automatically answered. Thus, all of nature, except man, is governed by instinct. While a person exists between plus and minus, questions and answers, he has his own interference in them and the need to scrutinize them. He must understand what kind of a question arises in him every time, related to nature, the Creator, and try to find the right answer. If he positions himself in this way all the time, then he has the right attitude toward his life, to nature, and to the Creator. As a result, he makes it clear that any questions arise in him only for his advancement, attainment, and feeling of an ever-increasing understanding of the world. All our lives we move in this way, plus minus, left right, etc. This is how nature influences us. Therefore, we should look at all the alleged obstacles that arise not as obstacles, but as auxiliary conditions by which we can further develop and elevate. from Cab TV's Spiritual States, February 4, 2019. Equivalence of darkness and light. Question: when the Creator is revealed to me and I justify him, relative to what does he appear? Answer: he appears depending on how I feel in all my properties. I sense in them the right direction, the right pairing, the right movement toward a single, whole, absolutely good state. Question: how can I tell if I'm not in an illusion? Maybe it just seems to me that I am justifying him? Answer: it emanates precisely when I must combine darkness and light, bad and good states, justify bad states and take strength from good states. I move forward in the middle line, not in darkness nor in light, but in the middle by connecting one line to the other. From them, I build my state. That is, I build my relationship with the Creator so as to always be in a state when both darkness and light are equal for me. Thus, I have a clear reference point, direction, like a compass. If darkness and light are equal to me, then I correctly feel my state and the state of the world. And I have no problem, I know for sure that this is not an illusion. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, January 14, 2019.